Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim Bismillahirrahmanirrahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, arwahuna fida, May our souls and bodies be sacrificed at his blessed feet. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. In today's episode, we are going to be speaking about the bravery and the virtues and blessings of Hazrat Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is undoubtedly the beloved and blessed uncle of the Holy Rasul. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So yes, we will strengthen, ignite the flames of love and muhabba in our hearts after listening to the blessed biography of His Eminence, Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So inshallah, stay tuned with us from now till the end of today's episode. Let's listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting durood, salat and salutations upon Rasul Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the glad tidings of sins being forgiven for those who meet and greet each other for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and as doing so, they recite durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When two Muslims meet and greet one another for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as they shake hands, they make musafaha, they recite durood, and they send salams upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before they depart from each another. Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives the past and their future sins. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. We recite this beautiful guldasta of durood and salams upon Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina Salli ala Muhammadin Salli ala Shafi'ina Salli ala Muhammadin Salli ala Habibina Salli ala Muhammadin phir ke gali gali taba thokar sab ki khaye kyon dil ko jo aqal de khuda teri gali se jaaye kyon Salli ala nabiyyina Salli ala muhammadin Rukhsat qafila ka shor Ghash se hume uthaye kyun Rukhsat qafila قافلہ کا شور غش سے ہمیں اٹھائے کیوں سوتے ہیں ان کے سائے میں کوئی ہمیں جگائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز فضو کرے خدا جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز فضو کرے خدا جس کو درد کا مزہ ناز دوا اٹھائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو جان ہے وہ جہان کی جان ہے وہ جہان کی جان ہے تو جہان ہے صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی محمد
سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we were reciting durood and we were also reciting and adding the famous kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, phir ke gali gali taba thokare sabki khaye kyon dil ko jo aql de khuda teri gali se jaye kyon. Allahu Akbar. Yes, we are the beggars of this one door, and this door is the door and the court of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We have a perfect role of model. Allahu Akbar. He is the most perfect human being, dear viewers of Madani channel. He is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with such a great Nabi, with such a universal Nabi who has left no stone unturned. We have his Mubarak and blessed Sunnah and Seerah to follow. And if only we could implement his Mubarak and blessed teachings into our lives. Allahu Akbar. Surely, dear viewers of Madani channel, today we will be inspired after we listen to the blessed and Mubarak Seerah, little biography of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to know that he is not only the uncle of Rasul Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, but rather he is also the foster brother of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. For he radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his childhood had drinken the milk of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Suwaiba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. Being a strong warrior, a strong soldier, a devoted personality. Allahu Akbar. Islam remembers him to date, dear viewers of Madani channel, this beloved and blessed uncle of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us for his sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of this world and the hereafter. for the sake of the blessed uncle of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jalla, we will learn more about his birth and how he accepted Islam, dear viewers. Just after we listen to this beautiful kalam, inshallah. Kalam ki janib jaate hain, aur wapas aane ke baad, inshallah, we will be listening more about this personality. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, Madina, meri ulfat Madine se yun hi nahi, mere aqa ka roza Madine mein hai. Main Madine ki janib na kaise khichun, mera deen aur duniya shikasta hai mera to kya gham, dil shikasta hai mera to kya gham, isme rehte hain shaahe do alam, isme rehte hain shaahe do alam, jab se mehmaan hue hain wo dil mein, jab se mehmaan hue hain wo dil mera ban gaya hai Madina, dil mera ban gaya hai Madina,
mere dil mein hai yaad-e-Muhammad, mere hoton pe zikr-e-Madina,
main ghulam-e ghulamane ahmad, main ghulam-e ghulamane ahmad, main sage aastane muhammad, main sage aastane muhammad, qabil-e fakhr hai maut meri, qabil-e fakhr hai maut meri, qabil-e rashk hai mera jeena, qabil-e rashk hai mera jeena,
mere dil mein hai yaad-e
har khata par meri chashm poshi, har khata par meri chashm poshi, خوشی ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش، ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش، مجھ گناہگار پر کس قدر ہے، مجھ گناہگار پر کس قدر ہے، مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ، مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ،
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد، میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ، تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے
مجھ کو طوفاں کی موجوں کا کیا ڈر، مجھ کو طوفاں کی موجوں کا کیا ڈر، وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر، وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر، نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد، نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد، کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ، کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ،
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد، میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ، تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ، میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد،
چل مدینے کو چل غم کے مارے، چل مدینے کو چل غم کے مارے، زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے، زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے، آ گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا، آ گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا، کچھ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ، کچھ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ،
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد، میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ، تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے
دولت عشق سے دل غنی ہے، دولت عشق سے دل غنی ہے، میری قسمت ہے رشک سکندر، میری قسمت ہے رشک سکندر، مدحت مصطفیٰ کی بدولت، مدحت مصطفیٰ کی بدولت، مل گیا ہے مجھے یہ خزینہ، مل گیا ہے مجھے یہ خزینہ،
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد، میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ، تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ، میرے دل
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Their heart is a very special heart that has the love and muhabba for our beloved Nabi صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. دل ہے وہ دل جو تیرے یادوں سے معمور رہا, سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا. Dear viewers of Madini channel, only that heart is a heart that has the love for the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. And one can never be a true believer until he does not accept the love of the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم to be more dear to him than his own family, his own children and his own life. So love him, respect him and increase this love. And this devotion should make you follow his teachings, fall in love with his sunnah. Subhanallah. Let's learn, dear viewers of Madini channel, about this personality, blessed companion, Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah. So yes, we discussed, dear viewers, earlier before we listened to this beautiful kalam about his name. As we mentioned, his name is Abu Umara Amir Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. He was born 2 years before the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. According to some narrations, he is 4 years elder than the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Having said that, together, remember, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam according to some narrations in the 6th year of Nabuwa, meaning 6 years after the announcement of Prophethood, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. And the way of him embracing Islam, subhanallah, is also extremely amazing, dear viewers of Madini channel. It is link, devotion, connection. It is obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Listen, subhanallah, it has been mentioned that Abu Jahl, who of course was the open enemy of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Jahl was sitting with his companions, with his people, and he was making a joke and mockery of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Saying some insulting and some hard words. So on one end, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting, and Abu Jahl, as he passes by, he says these insulting words about Islam as he sees the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent, as this was his blessed andaz, which was so attractive that he would never retaliate, his level of tolerance. After behaving in this despicable manner, Abu Jahl then went and joined the Quraysh and the usual meetings near Baytullah, near the Kaaba Sharif. He sat there with his people as this was his routine, and he began communicating and talking as if nothing happened. However, dear viewers of Madini channel, it was also Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu's unique style that he would do certain things before he would go home. But that particular day when he goes home, he has to hear what had happened to his nephew. And who this nephew is, it is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This caused him to be very upset, extremely angry, when he heard that Abu Jahl insulted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said bad things about Islam, hurt him in this way, and this has caused immense grief to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without meeting any of his family members, as he heard, he then went straight to the circle of friends of Abu Jahl. And Abu Jahl was there to that gathering. Allahu Akbar. And he gave him a hard stroke with his bow, dear viewers of Madini channel. The impact of this blow was so bad that it caused his head to bleed, dear viewers of Madini channel. Amir Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says to all those people and all those that were watching near Baytullah Sharif, dear viewers, he says to Abu Jahl, the open enemy, the disgraced enemy, and he says to him, listen, you have a problem with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never assume that he has no one behind him. And furthermore, if you have any problem with the religion that he propagates, then listen, I am also on the same religion as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I propagate that what he propagates. I say that what he says. And if you have any problem thereafter, then you should fight with me first. Allahu Akbar. He openly challenged in those days, dear viewers of Madini channel, when it was difficult to propagate Islam. These enemies of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam caused immense oppression to all the companions, for they, when they were exhausted, causing these oppressions and tyrannies upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these tyrant people could not stop their oppression at the beloved Rasul, they began to increase this torture and oppression on his companions alayhi muridwan. This is hidden from no eye. This is hidden from no person in this world, dear viewers. Open and flip through the pages of history and learn how Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu had passed different levels and stages of torture, torture of thirst, of hunger, of heat, of being whipped. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Khabab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, listen to the tortures that he had went through, the oppression he went through for the upliftment of Islam, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Some companions were wrapped in carpets and both the nostrils of these carpets were lit alight for them to suffocate inside. Some were made to stand in the hot sand and hot scorching heat of Arab naked, being whipped whilst boulders are placed on their chest, whilst others were made to drown in waters, whilst others were pushed from high places. Different level of tortures, and all of this was simply because you glorify one Allah, you propagate that Lord that is free from space and place. You say worship none other than Allah Azza wa Jal, and you are the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was what he had done sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for which him and his people had to face this level of torture. Coming back to my point, dear viewers of Madini Channel, Amiri Hamza radiallahu anhu opposed all those people. Can you imagine the level of his bravery, his bahaduri, the level of his strength? He fears no person. He stands there as a pillar of strength, backing the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and saying, is there anyone that wants to fight with him will have to pass through me first, because I say that what he also says. And then he leaves from that gathering, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Everyone is astounded to see this jalalat, to see this anger, to see the state of Amiri Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He embraced Islam the year, as mentioned in the books of history, being at the 6th year of Hijrah, or take it the 4th year, or the 6th year after Hijri, dear viewers of Madani Channel. The moments when Amiri Hamza radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu had embraced Islam, that year, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Islam had progressed a lot. It was due to these two brave personalities Islam had reached those heights in those days. As we are aware, dear viewers of Madani Channel, 6th year after Hijri is when Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, of course, embraced Islam. And this is what the scholars of Islam have mentioned. The year when he embraced Islam and the year when Umar radiallahu anhu came into the fold of Islam, that year was such a year, subhanallah, that firstly, namaz was then being recited openly. Allahu Akbar. Salah used to be recited openly. Prior to that, there were a handful of Muslims that used to read namaz secretly, perform their prayer secretly. But when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came into the fold of Islam, then namaz and salah was then recited and performed openly. Allahu Akbar. It was due to these prominent personalities. And when they accepted Islam, Allahu Akbar, and became Muslims, can you imagine the happiness that was caused by them accepting Islam? What a great help this was to propagate Islam. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's most closest uncle, Amiri Hamza radiallahu anhu, who is the son of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, he embraces Islam, Allahu Akbar. And this, of course, is a great help to Islam, a great support to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this way, he embraced Islam. There are so many other parables, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We all know that in many battles, he radiallahu anhu had fought, being with the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, through difficult moments. Even when it came to the battle of Uhud, almost sending a quarter of those people from the mushrikeen to the hellfire, he fought with bravery. He stood as a pillar of support, dear viewers of Madani Channel. But here, there is a parable mentioned and documented about those who sacrificed their everything for Islam. Many companions on that battlefield had done the same. Just as Amiri Hamza radiallahu anhu had given everything and presented everything he could at the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what more than this, that every companion at every given time was ready to sacrifice his life at the feet of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, at various battles and at different junctures and places, companions alayhim ridwan had proven this from their actions, from their amal, from their words, dear viewers of Madani channel. They attained this rank and the status by the nazar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, it was in this battle he attained this title. What are the titles that he attained? Asadullah wa Asadur Rasul, the lion of Allah Azza wa Jal and the lion of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a brave personality he is to attain and achieve this title from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is amazing, dear viewers of Madani channel. It's for no other reason. Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with them to an extent that he says in the glorious Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. The summary of which is that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. Such closeness to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such pleasures they have attained that Allah gives them this glad tidings in the Quran. Allah is pleased with them because they done everything to please Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They worked and done everything with sincerity. They fought when they fought with sincerity. They loved when they loved with sincerity. They sacrificed whatever they have with khulus and sincerity. It was never to show the world what I can do. Who does not know what Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and what Hazrat Sayyid Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu had donated for the upliftment of Islam? At different junctures, at different places where his support was needed, he had given more than he had pledged. He had not publicized his own actions. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had praised his actions. Allahu Akbar. He never had to publicize and say, this is what we can do. This is what the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to his companions, you should do. These are those companions, dear viewers of Madani channel, for whom the Holy Rasul in Sahih al-Bukhari says openly, akrimu ashabi. Respect every companion of mine. There is no restrictions here. All these companions who are beloved and they are close to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are those companions who passed away with faith and iman in their hearts. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we should love and respect them. Akrimu ashabi. And he says, fa innahum khayrukum. For they are the most virtuous of people amongst you. We can never attain the smallest rank that Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted to them. We can't attain even the smallest portion of what Allah has given them. So what Allah has bestowed upon them is beyond our imagination. We can never comprehend. Allah has given them more than we could ever imagine. They are blessed with so many different types of blessings, dear viewers of Madani channel. Look at Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, Sayyidu Shuhada. Allahu Akbar. This uncle of the beloved Rasul Islam is on the battlefield. The beloved Rasul Islam employs some companions at this mountain called Mount Uhud and said that there is a little valley that leads to the top of this mountain. Stay here and guard this. Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu is on the battlefield. A special person is hired for this task. What is the task in open words? It is the assassination and killing of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu. This is the biggest and greatest support of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He always plotted and planned to cause the deepest sorrow and harm to Islam, and this was to cause the death, which was impossible, of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way. Those companions who were ever ready to sacrifice everything they had. The kuffar had forgotten that when it was Badr, it was 1,000 against 313, and they had to leave from that field. And now, due to anxiety, due to facing shame, due to being embarrassed, they now come back to your viewers of Madani channel. They are now on the second war with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They can't face embarrassment, they came back. A person is hired, his name is Wahshi. This person stands behind a rock. Who hires him is Hinda. Hinda is this person who is in the state of anger. For Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu had killed her husband. And she would not be in peace until she does not take revenge from Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She had taken an oath that I will chew on his raw lover. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the state of their anger. She hires this person, Wahshi. This person had a spear in his hand and he stands behind a rock, dear viewers. And the moment Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu became visible to him and he saw the coast was clear, Allahu Akbar. He was out any difficulty, without any delay, threw and aimed the spear at Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, which penetrated his abdomen, which he walked a few steps thereafter even, but then fallen to the ground. And inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Hapka intiqal istirisih wa diya diya wa sallam channel. Was not enough for Hinda, who was taking the revenge of her lost husband. She then decided to go there and rip open his stomach. And she opened his chest and she chewed on his lover, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Can you imagine this uncle who is so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this uncle who stood there as a pillar of strength and support to propagate Islam, who never allowed anyone to even dare to see in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, an enemy of Allah and His Rasul is eating the raw lover of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu. After this battle, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla saw and seen this condition of his uncle. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the pain and taklif which Rasulullah had went through? Jab aam mu'mino ke baare mein ye hai, harisun alaikum bil mu'mineen. Ay, hai, 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 hai. Jab aam musalmano ka ye haal hai ki aap itna muhabbat parmaare hote hain. He loves you so much. He is most merciful towards you. Harisun alaikum bil mu'mineen. In fact, the Quran Pak before this ayat, before this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, or in the same verse, He says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَدِيثٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allahu Akbar. If you fall into any difficulty, this causes grief and taklif to him. It causes pain to him. So our falling into any sort of difficulty aggrieves the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the level of connection. This is the level of closeness. This is the intensity of this closeness, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and qurb that the Holy Rasul has with us. Can you imagine with his own uncle, his own family, to see that uncle who left everything behind, with those people that he used to sit and wake up once upon a time, he opposed every one of them for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He accepted Islam and given his full support. Today his stomach is ripped open like that. What pain do you think that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been through? This is the torture. This is Amiri Hamza radiallahu anhu. Du'as are answered through his sadqa and wasila. May Allah azza wa jalla forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for his sake, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Even though Wahshi, the person who caused the death of Amiri Hamza radiallahu anhu, meaning the shahadat of this great personality, uski bawajood bhi, when he, Wahshi, later embraced Islam, many of those people at the conquest of Makkah embraced Islam. They came into the fold of Islam. Pehle to itna sab kuch kiya, aur sab kuch karne ke baad, jab sarkar ne un sab se poocha, un sab se poocha, un tamam se poocha, all those that caused pain, takleef, adversities, calamities, obstacles, torture, oppression, these various words they had done to him, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Uske baad, jab sarkar ne sab se poocha, what do you think should I do with you? They all said, so you're a kind personality. Allahu Akbar. What should we expect from a person who's so kind? What should we expect from a person who's so merciful? We expect forgiveness. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, in front of all his companions that were chanting few moments ago, Al-Yom, Yomul Malhama, aaj to khun bahane ka din hai. Lekin sarkar ne sabse ye farmaya, Al-Yom, Yomul Marhama, aaj to rahmat ka din hai, aaj to maaf karne ka din hai. Today is the day to forgive. Today is the day to pardon. Today is the day to embrace. Today is the day to unite. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as of today, every one of you is free. You are not held accountable for all that you put me through and my people through. Yes, we lost our families, we lost our children, we lost our businesses, we left our hometown. You had made us leave our hometown. We had to settle at different places. People passed away in this world by being scattered and separated from their families. because of your tortures and oppressions. Despite all of that, aaj humne sab ko maaf kar diya hai. Sab aaj ke baad se maaf hai. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, is tarah ka maaf karna, ye koi aam cheez nahi hai. This is not normal, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Ye sarkar ki shaan hai. This sarkar ki baat hai. This is the words of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He praises the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's tongue. In one couplet he says, Wuhzaba, jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe, uski nafiz hukumat pe lakho salam. Allahu Akbar, he speaks about the true tongue and the honest tongue of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in one couplet, subhanallah, he speaks and he says,
Kaun de taage dene ko chahiye dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi sabse aula hamara nabi sabse bala نبی سب سے بالا ہمارا نبی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah zawajalla, we shall break some Madani pearls at this moment, inshallah. Listen to them. When we do return, inshallah, we are extracting those valuable lessons learned from the life of Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to listen to one of the most beautiful stories of Islam in the early days of Islam. And this beautiful story is when Hazrat Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted and came into the folds of Islam. Yes, Hazrat Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the uncle of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this was after Ilan Nabuwat, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood on the 6th year of announcement of prophethood. Hazrat Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he accepted Islam. The story was that Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had a lot of love between each other. And because Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he loved his nephew a lot. Now Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what he would do is that he would go early in the morning and he would go for hunting. And one day when he came back as normal, as he came back home, his wife told him that, do you know that your nephew Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Abu Jahl and all the kuffar of Makkah were rude to him and they hit him and he was in pain. Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he had that love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he immediately set off and went to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's house. And he said that, oh my nephew, I've heard that Abu Jahl has hit you. He's caused you pain. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, yes, it did happen. So Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was outraged, was really angry that I'm going to go and I'm going to kill him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, oh my uncle, do you love me? And he says that, why not? I love you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you really love me, then why do you not come into the fold of Islam? And Hazrat Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard these beautiful words coming out of the best lips of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he immediately recited the kalima and came into the fold of Islam. Now this sixth year was also that year. It says that just 3 days later, Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he accepted Islam, 3 days later, one of the greatest personalities of Islam, one of the greatest sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of the greatest Amirul Mu'mineen of his time, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also accepted Islam. And he says that Hazrat Sayyiduna Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was an arch enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims. And one day as he was going and he had his sword out and he was going to go and martyr the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as that was his intention, he met someone on the way and they said, Umar, where are you going? And he said that, I'm going to go and I'm going to put an end to this story. I'm going to put an end to Islam. I'm going to go and martyr the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he said, oh Umar, why don't you just go to your sister's house? Do you know that she has accepted Islam as well? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was gobsmacked. My sister accepted Islam. So he goes to his sister's house. When the brother-in-law opens the door, he pushes him away and he goes straight to his sister and he said to her, what are you reading? I heard you reading something. And when she wasn't telling him, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he slapped his sister and then he said, tell me or else I'm going to kill you today. And his sister, she said, oh Umar, do whatever you want. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I have accepted Islam and I was reading the glorious Quran revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal. And Hazrat Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's at this time, his heart was becoming mellow. And he says, let me see which book it is. And she said, and later on when she did give Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she read the verses of the Quran and that mellowed Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It calmed him down and he made him, you know, as they say that the words of the Quran were penetrating into the heart of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and accepted Islam. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, these waqiyas, these stories of these two great personalities accepting Islam is one of the beautiful stories of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala bless these Sahaba Ikram and may Allah Ta'ala bless them for the sake of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and for their sake may Allah forgive our sins as well. Ameen bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Kya baat hai, subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah, our brother muballigh da'wat islami, mashallah, all the way from the UK was giving us his beautiful madani pearls. May Allah azza wa jalla bless us. Dear viewers, we are coming towards the end of today's episode and program, and yes, we had spoken about Amir Hamza and we are yet speaking about him, about his blessed life, his style, his unique andaz, his Mubarak and blessed habits. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, speaking more about this great personality and about the things that we heard with regards to him, his bravery and so on and so forth, subhanallah. It has also been mentioned that he radiallahu an, actually many companions in that battlefield that passed away. It has also been mentioned that 46 years later, it has been documented in the history, 46 years later, there was a flood which caused many of the bodies of Suhada-i Kiram, it was exhumed because of the flood. And when the flood had caused this, the blessed bodies of the companions of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come to the top of the land, it was mentioned that it was seen. People at that time had witnessed 46 years after they became Shuhada, after they attained martyrdom. The Shuhada had their hands on the wounds wherever they were cut and hurt. It seemed as if you had removed their hands, for it mentioned that when you move their hands, blood would flow out of the place as if they were just buried there. 46 years later, after them being buried, their bodies were found fresh. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us a true understanding of this deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connect us and grant us the true proximity and closeness to our master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we learn, dear viewers of Madani channel, that the Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan are the guiding stars. Amir Hamza radiallahu anhum, soft from his nature, most loving and kind from his character. Follow these traits, adopt these traits. Rasulullah loved him a lot. Being elderly than the beloved Rasulullah in age, but shows immense respect to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaches us a lesson as well. How to respect those who are smaller than you in age. There are brothers out there who aren't speaking to each other. There are sisters out there. Hatred is surfacing right on the top right now. They aren't in talking terms anymore. Parents who don't talk to their kids. Children who ill-treat their parents. Workers, staff members. Look at this chaotic situation, dear viewers of Madani channel. Almost every home is affected with this virus. And together with that, we want to boast upon about the brands that we wear, about the clothes that we wear, about the cars that we drive, about the food, the lavish food that we eat, the places that we roam and rove around at. What difference would this ever make when we could never be as good humans first? You be a good human from your heart first, and then enjoy the status which Allah has bestowed upon you. Allah has given you degrees, Allah has given you money, Allah has given you wealth. Enjoy that first. Let's become better humans, inshallah, together. So to become a better human, we have the seerah, we have the biography, we have the stories to tell to our children, to our family members, and make them know that this is Islam. How simple is Islam? How open is Islam? Islam is the way of life. Islam teaches you how to walk on this earth before you learn how to fly on the moon. Islam teaches you how to be a good human, how to respect others, how to fulfill the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Islam would teach you how to earn and enter into Jannah. If you could not live on this planet as the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and our Rabb wants us to live, dear viewers of Madani Channel, then how do we attain the pleasure of Allah? How do we cause our Rabb and our Creator who created this planet to be loving us as well in return for the love you give Him? So strengthen this bond and connection by making dhikrullah, by making excessive istighfar. For those who watch this program today, we say shukran to you. May Allah bless you in both worlds. For those who share this program, may Allah Azza wa Jalla keep you happy as well. We will be back, as I say every other day, with the same program, same time, same place, only on your Madani channel. So we say shukran, and we leave you with reminding you our maqsad and our mission. And that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, Allah.